Welcome to the Die As Cast Podcast.
For the final time on the DAC Live series, previously on the Die As Cast Podcast, the skirmish between the Kiss Partners and the Korgoth cultists began. Ilex started things off with a bang, soaring into the air and landing with a burst of flame erupting on the halfling worm-hearted Suffragan. However, the Alcide was then frozen in time by a hold person spell. Gideon bravely shot the Yeti cultist, and immediately ran back into hiding to avoid the wrath of the worm-faced monstrosities. As Maeve's attack shot wide, the party realized they needed to interrupt this summoning ritual to keep Korgoth from joining them on this plane, which means they needed to dispose of, or at least distract, all four ritual makers. As Rend cracked down on his clerical brother with his putrid staff, Gideon realized the fourth and final Suffragan raising zombies was also a band of bear folk, and tried really hard not to make a big deal about it. Turning the other cheek and refusing to hurt his kin, Chisk cast Dispel Magic on the writhing mass of tentacles, buying our heroes some time. Being reminded of their family, waiting for them in the Rotgard Forest, Rend spat worms as he retched out, "It's too late for me, brother." As spells fail and the undead swarm, Chisk calls upon Tahuti, aka Thoth Hermes, to channel his divinity, and the tide of the battle begins to turn, just like the undead. Gideon, whilst screaming, "I know who you are!" brings low his unintentional twin, as the halfling cultist summons even more allies. Our piney cleric restrains his cultist sibling, offing the halfling Suffragan with a guiding bolt. As the cultists flee from Chisk's divine power, and Ilex soars through the air to block the exits, Kevin realizes he forgot about Ren's baby purple worm and throws him into the fray. Maeve, feeling as useless as Emma's clear dice, scorched the fleeing Yeti with a haunting new refrain, "You're almost gone." The teen warlock finds herself back to back with Gideon, as the thrice summoned zombies swarm around them. Chisk, losing heart, watches Rend get tangled in Ilex's net. The still bleeding swashbuckler made quick work of the pet worm, but not before our DM forgot to include it in the initiative for a second time. Despite the diplomatic work by both the party's road guardians, the lost piney brother managed to wrench the door open, revealing a room emanating warm light. Chisk had reached his limit, striking Rend with a mizza pizza, his stout redoubt. Ilex caught Rend in her grasp, and after a fizzled zone of truth and some precise luck point math, the red light began to fade from Ren's eyes. The messenger of Korgoth collapsed, weeping in his brother's arms. As Chisk bleeds out with a gasping breath, he shared some words of comfort with his brother.
"Rend, it's okay. We're gonna get out of this."
And he has all these worms around his face, and then you see them sort of start to drop off him as the sort of energy of Korgoth.
Oh no!
Leaves him. He goes, "Thank you. Thank you, Chisk, for saving me."
"It's okay. I would do anything for you."
You see his face go neutral.
"I cast Healing Word as a bonus action."
"Okay." He sort of sits.
Don't go. Don't go away. Stay.
You don't understand the things I've done."
"I don't care. We can move past them. Together. Look at me. It's going to be all right."
All right, so he is tearful with piney tears.
"Oh, I'm crying, tears. Like I'm bawling."
And he just sort of leans into you, and he sinks into unconsciousness. Not death, unconsciousness.
Okay. I just go down with him and hold him, make sure he kind of lands gently.
And we are out of combat.
Even the zombies?
The zombies dissipate, discombobulate, as the power of Korgoth leaves the room. And the corner of the thing closes back to just rotting, plain old usual rotting flesh.
Plain meat curtains. The usual meat curtains.
Yes. And the pulsing dies away and it is silent. Gideon watches Jisk lower his twin to the ground and nods understandingly. Not that I'd say anything.
I come up behind Jisk. I cast Cure Wounds on Jisk. And I, like, smooth his hair back. It's okay. It's okay. We'll take care of him.
Thank you.
Maeve, Gideon.
And you can see, the rest of you can see the two pines silhouetted in the light that radiates from this small room. Ooh.
Did you, what, can I look in the room?
You see two glowing chambers, one of which holds a sarcophagus floating midair.
Oh.
The other one holds a chunk of an ancient book.
I go towards the ancient book. I go. I'm just going in.
There's still a keeper. There's still a keeper present. There's still a keeper.
Yeah, so you see this small, finely crafted room in total opposition to what you've just been slogging through. It's this beautiful tomb, and there lies Hassan, the man you've heard about. And next to it, a chunk of the Viridian Codex.
Can we just have his staff first? I think it's Hassan's staff.
Yeah. Take it.
All right, sorry. I don't mean to.
No. It's okay.
Sorry, lift his leg. He's kind of, okay. Yeah, you're right.
I just kind of collapsed on the ground. For next sure. To...
I'll let you guys.
I was at 2 hit points, friends.
I was fully ready to revivify you. I was right there.
I'm fine.
I have it. I've never used it.
I'm just going to run into the room with, I think, Hassan's staff, just in case I need to make peace to a maybe long-lost keeper. Ghost of?
In the tomb itself, well, it's just a sarcophagus floating in midair. You have to open it to see what's inside it.
Oh, but the ghost isn't out?
The ghost isn't out.
Oh, no.
I'll open it with you.
I'll look at the... Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
Just see a mass of worms where the worms have eaten Hassan.
Shit.
Oh, wait, no, that's... There's always been, like, dead shells of bodies... Where the keepers have been in the tombs, right?
Right. It is where, yeah, I think it's just bad.
Hassan has been lost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because remember, the worms were trying to eat the other corpses and the spirits were disappeared. But the Viridian Codex is still there.
I'm going to blender through all these worms. I just try to find some kind of like memorabilia for the other two, like a locket or a, I don't know, a crest.
Right.
Blender's fucking disgusting. Yeah, like a whisk.
It will be a pink smoothie.
Ew, gray.
Carrying worm steaks right now. I don't know why all of a sudden...
That's for the dog moles.
Right. Me too. Me too, Minnie's also. I didn't say I ate it. I made it.
All right. Hold on. I will just find Hassan's item.
Oh.
What
Rend has isn't the Hassan staff?
I know.
You pried it out of his cold, unconscious hand.
Go put this out. Just
how fucking dare you. How fucking dare
you.
There you
go. And there it is. And no consequences.
And here's a kiss.
And here's a kiss. And here's four plot.
Don't touch my brother.
Here's sorry for your troubles.
Don't touch my brother.
Ready for your thought, kid.
Yes, he has a staff of striking.
Oh!
Oh.
It's just beautiful. It's striking.
So striking.
It's striking.
It's very good looking. It is jet black.
It's a hot stamp.
With a diamond on the top of it.
A diamond?
Sick.
It's in there just amongst all the worms and things.
Ah, all right. We're going to take that out.
Wipe it down, Gideon.
Wipe it off.
I will go take the Viridian Codex chunk.
All right.
Oh, no.
As you pick this... book up, the light flares.
Hot.
And there is this roll of light through each one of you, and you are healed and refreshed.
And spell slotted?
Long rest?
Rejuvenated.
And healing gun?
Long rest.
Oh, it's been a while.
Let's go.
Still
no fucking sleep.
What happened to Rend?
Rend is unconscious. But he's not. He's not.
His wounds have healed.
His wounds have not healed.
Oh.
No, he's still busted.
He is still undead.
Right, but he's his like health pool, quote unquote.
Yeah, has rejuvenated.
Hasn't.
Right.
Oh, shit.
But he's not dead.
He's not dead. Okay. He's just unconscious.
Okay.
Oh, spell slots. Sweet spell slots.
May I ask a question?
Yes.
It might. I hope it doesn't come across as insensitive.
Mm-hmm.
Please correct me if I'm being rude. We've encountered people like Potemkina who are perhaps undead. Mm-hmm. Is that the kind of future that we're looking for Rind right now?
He's got worms. Bad.
They fell off, right?
The worms have left his face. Yes, they've fallen off his face.
Okay. So they're not...
But he still has that kind of like... really odd, undead, piney look about him.
Yeah. Trypophobia people would hate this guy. I just don't know
what we do next.
I don't know either. I don't think I know of any magic that could bring him to full life again.
I could ask Castanemir.
That would be great.
Vermees might know.
I think for now...
Vermees.
It's not the worst.
What does it mean to be a Darakul?
That's a great question.
Do we know?
Well, we're going to have to go back there and pick her up so we can talk to her.
She's probably not very pleased.
Well, and I don't think that the Fae Circle would be super jazzed to have Rind stay here. So he's probably coming with us.
He's definitely coming with us.
Right.
Prisoners.
Oh, yeah, we gotta get... Oh, the whites are still alive.
I forgot about that. Can we go deal with that right now? Yes. Just quick. Those are the only people I think left still living down here.
Yeah, once we're all healed and strong, can we go backwards and go and deal with...
Yes, but let me just tell you what happens when you are bathed in the light of the Viridian Codex.
Oh, sorry, there's more.
There's more.
Sorry.
Have we completed it? Did we get all the pieces?
No.
No, we've just got the one. Yeah.
So, in game terms, game mechanics... You can choose to learn two new spells of any type.
What?
Up to level 4.
Of any class.
Jeez.
Or you can improve two of your skills just by reading the snatch of the swatch of the codex.
Oh.
What if we're not spellcasters inherently?
You can still learn to cast two spells.
Like to fourth level.
Once a day kind of thing?
Using the relevant stat.
Yeah.
So it would not use spell slots, is what you're saying?
That's my question.
It would be additional.
For me, this is a huge day, okay?
Oh, yeah, right. Warlock.
I only have two spell slots, you guys. This has
doubled your spells.
Oh, my God.
How much?
So we know Mavis
takes. That was an excellent noise. Hopefully, the leg picked that up.
It did. I actually looked specifically. How much do we increase the stats by? Like, 2 and 2 or 1? Yeah. Or 1 and 1 and 2?
Skills.
Skills.
By +2.
Each.
And you get 2.
Or 1 each.
I was going to say, can I mix and match?
Yeah.
Can I get 1 spell and 1 skill?
Yes.
Damn.
Oh my god.
Each skill by 2? This is fucking nuts.
This is fucking nuts.
How many skills can go up by 2?
2.
2 skills up by 2.
Or 2.
Or 4 skills up by 1.
Oh.
Or 2 spells.
Not that version.
Okay.
Not 4 by 1.
Kind of go 1 skill up by 4.
No.
All right.
Good. Well, then I don't want it.
1 skill up by 3, 1 up by 1, and I learn vicious mockery.
Negotiations have begun.
Confuse the deal.
So think of it this way. The Viridian Codex, because it is the book of the goddess of magic, has all of the spells on it.
Holy shit.
But also because of its learning, you will learn to improve 2 of your skills if you choose to.
Yeah, there's so many options.
Wow, okay.
We're going to have this book for later, so we can read it later. Does it have to be right now?
Oh, no, it doesn't have to be right now.
Okay, great. Because I am too tired to make that decision.
Yeah. But if I learn polymorph for this next white fight, might be great. Mm-hmm.
Polymorph 4th level?
Yeah.
I have polymorph.
So.
3rd level.
That's true. I think it's even lower.
3rd level.
I'll learn revivify.
I'll learn healing word and...
It's 4th. Man, that's crazy.
That's wild.
I think I'm going to do one of both.
Gideon's going to have his magic for the first time.
Have my cake and eat the...
And all that... quiet resentment that he's always had about the spells will fade away.
That's right.
As his own spell.
You could cast locate person.
That's true.
Locate person.
Find the path.
Find my mom.
I'm going to take some shit that's not necrotic. That's what I
want. Fireball. Maybe I'll take fireball to replace my fire bombs that I miss so much.
That'd be nice for you.
Yeah.
Did we get long rested? Mechanically? Okay.
Are we cool just quickly? Can we just say we kill the whites?
We will. We would.
Into the room. Are they still in there?
Or that, is
there
Korgoth? They are. They. Oh no! They would have. They would have been destroyed.
They okay, great.
When the portal went away.
So yes. Wait. We had to run back through the hand hallway, though. Are the hands still there?
No, the hands have all disintegrated as well.
That's good. No, let's not tell anybody at the face circle what happened.
What we've seen.
Let's just say that they died.
It's horrible.
Maybe let's not tell. Although I'm gonna go to work to unlock the cages.
Yes, and I'll speak to the people inside. All right.
So when you head back into the other room, the first cage actually, the whites have disintegrated, but the five zombies have also disintegrated, and that was what was in the first cage. In the second cage, though, we have one of the survivors from the village. It is an old sort of grizzled man who goes by the name of Hunter.
Nice.
And there is a shadow fae that Ilex recognized.
Mm-hmm.
Her first name is Raj.
Shouts out to Typhoid Raj, baby.
Typhoid Raj, I give it over to you.
Hello?
So she sort of looks up and she says, Oh, you don't have worms. Oh my God, I'm so happy to see you both. Can you let us out?
Sorry, yeah, I'm sure you might have maybe saw us kind of come into the room and kind of leave you for dead. But it's great to see you, and I'm glad you're not dead. And I open the lock.
Wait, your name is Raj, right?
She goes, yes, it is. How do you know that? You're LC.
I recognize you. How did you get here?
Well, I have been on assignment from the Winter Court.
On assignment from the Winter Court? To here? To the Fae Circle?
Yes. Although I didn't realize all of this was happening here.
Us neither.
Yes. No, I've been caught here. I haven't had a chance to report back to the ambassador.
Were you harmed?
No, but I was worried about what was going to happen here. And the smell, and also, of course, my clothes are just tatters. I apologize for that.
What does she look like?
She is a shadow fae, so she is very elf-like, but very, very pale. She has small, kind of pert horns on her head. She's wearing very expensive explorer clothes that are all besmirched. And you would have recognized her from being part of the ambassador's entourage.
Right.
She would never have met you, but you had seen her.
Yeah, and the Winter Court would have come to the Margrave.
Yes, the Winter Court would have sent an ambassador to the...
We'll get you out of here right away. Where is the hidden ambassador? Is he on his way here?
Oh, well, the last time I spoke with him, he was back at the court.
Back at the court? And you were sent here for what?
That's a relative... delicate matter, but we're searching for some information.
What kind of information?
Some historical information that is important to the Shadow Fae.
It's important to me, too. My friend. Oh no, the lock's accidentally on your cage.
My friend,
again.
Gideon. As we understand it, this place has close ties to the Fae and the Fae Wild, and was previously a thin veil. Is that true?
As far as I understand it, yes. That's right. Part of the reason that we were here. This was before all of this, and before the walkers, and before all this happened. As you know, all of this land used to be part of the Shadow Fae realm, before we were treated during the Mage Wars.
And is there a Shadow Road to this place? How did you get here?
There is not a Shadow Road here. There is one near the court in the woods.
Right. Well, welcome.
Thank you very much. I cannot express my gratitude properly.
We obviously have some safe keeping to do around here. There's several prisoners, and several of them are teenagers and need quite a lot of help. And there's a series of refugees coming to this place as well. I trust you'll be able to help us in that.
I'm not so good around. Did you say refugees as in poor people?
Okay.
Cool.
Kill her.
This is a friend of yours, you said?
Ah. Well, although the denizens of this place have all sorts of economic backgrounds, I'm sure you'll agree, and the hidden ambassador, Thelemandrine, will of course be charitable enough to find it within his heart to share the resources of such a historic place as this.
Yes, that could be.
And I know, of course, you don't speak for him, so we'll bring that discussion up with him when he gets here.
That is probably best. I would like to extend my invitation for you all to come to the court and speak to the ambassador in gratitude of saving his humble servant.
Appreciate it. I just want to make sure, I know you're not going to tell me why you're here or what you're looking for. Are you about wrapped up here, or are you going to do some more snooping around?
I have not really begun to snoop. I was captured before I could do any snooping.
I just fear if our goals are the same, we may reach a disagreement.
I'm sure there's something that can be worked out. There's we can always, come to an arrangement.
Always an arrangement to be made.
Undo the lock.
I thank do,
you.
Sir.
You do your barefoot heritage well.
I spit on the ground.
And you, good sir, I say to the man.
Oh, the hunter. Yeah. Yeah.
Says Kevin with his tongue out.
Yeah. Sorry, is he Hunter the Hunter?
He's Hunter the Hunter.
That's so funny. Hunter X Hunter.
What is it that brought you here?
Well, I was asleep in my bed after a six-bagger. And the next thing I know...
What?
Six-bagger?
A six-bagger. That's where you get a shot and you bang it on the ground and knock her back.
I see.
Oh, I thought that could have been like three different things. Yeah. So I'm glad it was the least innocuous one.
What? What were the other, what were the other ones? Important. What were the other ones you were thinking of?
I know you just got here, but she's a child. So, okay.
I didn't put any thoughts in her head. I'm just saying.
I like you more than the ambassador, but you gotta chill out. You're verging somewhere bad, Hunter.
Try it carefully.
Where are you from, Hunter?
I'm from a little town called the Fae Circle.
Oh. Cool.
We're right on the edge of the Wasted West.
Yeah, you're still here, brother.
No, the Fae Circle is much nicer than this flesh pit.
Okay.
All right, Hunter.
I don't have time for this.
Let's get you both upstairs. We've got to find the children.
I bump into Raj on our way out. And I say, you know, I grew up pretty rich too. And I'm not a dick about it. So maybe you should watch yourself. And I flick my cloak and keep walking.
Toss, toss.
Can I search the worm priests? Anything fun in there?
Why did you make that sound?
Like you smack your lips.
Yummy. Worm. Oh, no. What is it? Worm smoothie?
Worm blender.
Yeah, you would find some solid amber symbols of Korgoth. It's really the only sort of items of value that they carry. Each of them have a holy symbol of Korgoth.
All right. I'll take them.
Okay.
Interesting. Should we get out of here?
Yes, please.
It sucks down here.
Please, this sucks. I'm so tired of this.
I want to take care of Rend. I want to take care of the children. And then I want to figure out what comes next for us.
How to move them, the rest of the people back in.
Can we stop by the other two ghosts? Are they like put to rest? They're no longer a ghost. Are they?
Tamandi and Crithetus.
Yeah.
No, they're still there.
Okay.
I still have Tamandi's dagger.
Totally. I know you're not in the same room. Can you guys stand at the doors of your room so I can talk to you both at the same time?
Yes, they can.
Hassan didn't make it. I just feel like you deserve to know.
Thank you. They would get a little bit paler if they weren't already ghosts.
In shock?
And grief.
And I'm hoping we have... is our Shadow Heart ambassador with us? No, Shadow Fae ambassador with us?
Yes.
Oh, I'm gonna go speak to Tomandi privately. Just go, come here, Tomandi.
I speak to Raj. Correct. About the goings on at the Winter Court.
I just want kind of maybe a blessing that we can take the piece of the Codex. I know it was left in your three's charge.
Oh, I see. Well, that is. What can I ask? What you intend to do with it?
For me, I'd probably use it to get rid of the Titans.
But you can see her sort of stare deeply into your eyes, seeing into your soul. And is that legit, or are you just making it up?
I think it's legit. In that's what I know the mission to be.
Vermi said get the codex because the codex was used, like, B'Kana used the codex to summon the titans, and so we're like, maybe it can be used to unsummon.
All right.
I might have a second purpose, but I don't know that, I guess Gideon doesn't know of what's possible, so I'll only regurgitate what I know to maybe be possible.
Then she will charge you to continue with that quest, because that is why they left Vermia in the first place.
Very good.
Escape the titans.
Do you want your dagger back, or?
If you can use it to assist in your quest to rid the world of the titans, I would be honored if you would take it.
Appreciate it. Cathedus, you want your bow, or? I'm just trying to leave everything on good terms. I don't want...
Yes, Cretidus is okay giving up the bow as well.
All right, I don't know... Yeah.
So, Mandy...
I didn't want to ask, but...
this dagger doesn't do anything. Sorry, like, I'm holding it, and it looks just like a normal dagger, and so I'm just wondering.
Isn't it a dagger of poison? Poisonous dagger?
I have simple dagger from Tamandi. Maybe I just miswriting it down.
Yeah. I don't think we have that information.
Have you used it?
No.
Yeah.
Because I was like, this is a normal dagger. I'll just put it away.
Isn't the dagger the Million Star Stiletto?
No, that's different.
Jesus, I'm getting on my notes all fucked up.
There's too many daggers in this game, guys.
That was the ceremonial dagger we found in the tomb with the two well-dressed ogres.
Yes.
Giants.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But do not show that to Raj.
I don't want to show. I feel like Raj was here for the codex.
Yeah.
We'll play a different sort of game.
We were here for my brother.
The dagger is of simple design with a green and gray plant wrapping around the handle, is what we know about Tomandi's dagger.
All right. It is a dagger of venom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a vampire. Oh.
Yeah, I'm a vampire.
Really?
I don't guess how that works on that, but...
No, but I do have a poison bite, so it just feels thematically correct.
Mm. The creature must succeed on a DC 15 constitution saving throw or take 2d10 poison damage.
Jeez Louise!
And become poisoned for 1 minute.
Holy shit.
And sorry, what was the save on that?
DC 15.
Con, yeah.
15.
Yeah, constitution.
Con.
On top of the regular dagger damage.
On top of the regular dagger damage.
Dagger plus 1d4
piercing. Plus the poison happens once a day.
Oh, okay. So it's not every time I hit. That would be fucking crazy.
Did we take Rathidus's bow?
You can't. Did you?
I feel like we left it.
I feel like we maybe left it too. Do you want it?
I wouldn't ask for it.
Is it a long bow or a short bow?
I'm looking it up.
It's a medium.
It's a beautiful piece. Would you mind if I looked at it, Cretidus?
You look at it and it looks mid. Sorry, stupid. Yeah. Ah, ha, ha.
I've never seen a piece like that, so it might be interesting to take a look at it.
So, Cretidus's bow can be used up to 3 times per day, extra d6 of thunder damage, and it is a longbow.
Well, it's beautiful. I wouldn't want to take it away from you if it is meaningful to this place. Although I think...
No, she wants you to have it. If you guys are on the same quest as what they were...
Yeah, I think she still gets a ghost version of it. I think we get the physical one.
All right.
Right. She would rather see it in use than moldering away in here.
It sounded like you said that in Irish. In use.
In use. Rather than moldering away in here.
There we go. We haven't heard Cretidus' voice, so there it is.
I will take it then.
All right.
I hold on to it.
While we're in this room, I'm just going to pick up all my ball bearings.
That's going to take forever.
I'm sorry. You guys can... I'll do it when you're talking about the bowl.
We need to give you a magnet or something.
I'd love a magnet. Do you guys know if someone had a magnet? That's insensitive. I understand. I'm going to head out. It's been real.
Are magnets even real?
No!
You forest hippie.
That's right, they never work on him.
Right. And then I guess we go get our dog moles that we just kind of left in the tunnel.
Yep. Yeah, we backtrack.
Yeah.
Yep.
Find the piece of wall where we took the bricks out.
And put them back in.
So much time.
The flesh walls and things are starting to very quickly disintegrate in that lowest level.
I think that's good.
It is, but we gotta get out.
Sure, but is there, I mean...
You're already up one level.
As we're walking out, I'm being like, is there anybody else in here that we need to save? I don't know if we looked at all the rooms. Someone shout loud if you're in a cage somewhere and we missed you.
You've seen all of the rooms.
Okay.
Thank God.
I don't want to go back down
there. As you go back in, down through the long tunnels, back out where the kids are waiting, you hear that there are three or four more Salang still in the town site. But let's say you guys are able to chase those guys off.
Totally. Absolutely.
And just as you're finishing that up, you see this small group of survivors coming down the valley where you had been fighting that unclean
tree. It's true. This thing took us like 9 sessions, but it is probably only a couple of hours.
Yeah, maybe.
Down here? That's crazy.
That's insane.
No. I'm kissing the ground.
Okay, so out in the sunshine, in the air.
Oh my God, sun feels so good.
I bring Raj to a patch of shade because I know that makes me her preference. That's right.
She gets quite a nasty sweat, Raj.
Yes.
I brought out the corpse of my twin panda bear. I bury him.
Okay. You don't know this guy.
I bury him. It's me.
It looks nothing like you, Vivian.
He's like 6 feet muscular. It looks exactly like me.
Kind of. Yes.
I'm going through something. And okay, I bury buddy. Him.
All right. But what more? Well, now that that one's dealt with and we were able to close that chapter of Gideon's life that opened 10 minutes
ago. You didn't make a twin appear. You made the twin appear.
Yeah, but you made him meaningful.
Yeah.
Rend. What happened?
I'm carrying him on my back as we move out of the crypt. And I think we just lean on a piece of wool or something. Mm-hmm. Just waiting for him to wake up.
So the question I have is, what do you want to do with him? He's obviously half rotted away as an undead piney. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have the worms and stuff, so he's not that. He's barely responsive.
Does it look like he's still like capable of functioning? I don't know the anatomy of a piney.
He is still capable of functioning. All of his spells and his power came from Korgoth.
Right, so he's just some guy.
So he is now just a commoner.
Well, since we've long rested, does that mean I can choose new spells for the day until we long rest again?
I would say you need to, because the you didn't necessarily get a long rest per se. It was just like the energy of the codex.
Son of a bitch.
Well, he probably looks quite a bit different than if the dude that the villagers saw had a face full of worms.
Yeah, he doesn't look like that.
Okay, so he looks different.
Yeah. And you could take him off. You could get him off the robe off him and stuff.
Yeah. I
feel like we could make a case of, like, there was a Shadowfey ambassador. Yeah. And also this guy. I don't know, but we saved everybody.
What's your play that we... Are you worried that they're going to throw Rend out?
100%. Or, like, worse. Or kill him.
I think we be honest with them. This is Chisk's root twin. This is an important person. He's our responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we will make sure that he doesn't get He doesn't leave this unscathed for his actions, but...
And if he gets booted... we're not staying here for long, are we? As far as I'm aware,
I don't think so.
I don't want to.
They would like to do a party in your honor.
It's kind.
Did they tell us this? They come down the hill. We'd like to throw a party in your honor.
They're just so happy. They don't know that you've just come out of the ground.
Sure.
Oh.
Can I make a medicine check, Kevin? I want to understand if undead can be healed.
Yeah. That was the question.
That's
I was
what
asking.
We're trying to find right. out.
Is this a Potemkin situation or is this a Fade Blade but Walker situation?
Is this a zombie that we're just healing temporarily, or is this something that we can create a meaningful life for?
If you're doing a medicine check, I'd like to do like an arcane check to see if it's like a curse or something like that.
Right. What you guys will be able to figure out is that he's more along the lines of Potemkin.
Okay.
So he's undead without for
any,
good.
Without any, well, barring major spells.
Yeah.
I would say a resurrection spell.
Right.
Would reverse it.
Really?
Resurrection is local. It's like high.
It's very high.
Oh, I see. Specifically the resurrection spell.
Like it can restore something like a true resurrection. To life.
Yeah.
Which we don't have access
which
to.
Which we don't have.
Okay, well, if that's the case, I'm going to cast Cure Wounds on Red.
Oh, you don't have to.
Please, Chisk, let me.
Come on.
It's your brother. Okay. I cast Cure Wounds. Bring him to consciousness.
So let Mom help her new kid.
So we can have a conversation. 8 points. Go back to Rend.
All right. So Rend sets up and he looks dead in his eyes and he's sitting looking at each of you.
Hi.
Hi. Chisk.
How are you feeling?
Well, I'm not sure I deserve any mercy. Honestly, Chisk.
I understand why you would feel that way.
You don't understand the things I've done with this Gorgoth.
It's all right.
A demon, Chisk, a demon. I've done terrible things trying to save... I can't even say I'm trying to save the Rotgard. You know that was my original thing, but...
You lost
I reveled path. In the power I got from Gorgoth. And look at me now. I'm literally dead wood.
Sometimes in life, we start on a path with good intentions. And we get sidetracked. Shiny things pull our attention in directions we didn't intend and with our original purpose. But you're on a path for redemption now. I can see it. I know who you are.
You know the Piney that I was.
And you can get back to that.
I will do this for you, Chisk. I don't feel I have anything left to contribute. But maybe the one thing I can do is help this village grow again, if they will have me.
That's a great step. Apologizing first and trying to bring back what you've helped take away from these people is an honorable thing. You have to obviously understand that they may not accept your help, but I'll be there with you no matter what.
I will accept their judgment.
We're going to go on this path together, brother. Together.
I'm sorry I struck you, Chisk.
It's all right. I'm sorry I struck you. I'm sorry I killed your pet.
He wasn't a pet. He just laid around and ate things and shit on the floor.
If I'm honest, I'm not sorry I killed your pet. Really not. It was a disgusting thing.
Yeah, it's not a good pet. I wouldn't recommend a worm as a pet. Not unless you're Clark Corgoth, of course, then. Good pet, but I mean, in general terms, like, I'm not going to suggest it for the village or the kids or anything.
Yeah, yeah. It's good food for the dog moles.
Yeah, you look over your shoulder and there's pot.
They're missing.
They're eating up the worms.
Eating up the corpse.
I think Jesus. At some point it will be really nice to go see mother and father together.
I cannot face them for all, given all the stuff I've done. You don't know what the things I said to them after you left.
I can't imagine
that. I know you left because of me, because of what you saw, those books I was reading, the path I started down. I feel terrible for all of that. In fact, I feel worse for that than the deaths that we have created. I have to accept the judgment of the village, and I have to tell them what I have done.
I agree. It's day one. Let's take it one day at a time. Let's go get some food. Maybe a shower. You stink.
I will shower, but you don't want to know what I eat now.
Honestly, they probably wouldn't surprise me. Let's go.
Okay.
Do you guys want to just itemize what we want to do in the Fae Circle here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like...
Get the refugees settled.
Yeah.
Who was leading the... Suskin.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, maybe we should check in with Suskin. She was the one that charged us to make sure this place was safe, give her a rundown. Probably tell her about the keepers, like that Hassan is dead.
Right, definitely was already dead, but his spirit is gone.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have been daily interacting with the... They wouldn't have necessarily...
But if she's if she's the person that knows the most about this place...
She does.
Yeah, there's some... And also that now the tombs cannot be accessed.
Yeah. They're like true.
So that's not good either, which is maybe for the best.
No, just can access Hassan's just have to tomb can't be accessed.
Oh, I thought as we were leaving, you said all the worm stuff was deteriorating and...
Yes, but the stone, the original stone...
Oh, great. Tomb
is still...
Okay, love that.
Would like to talk to her and explain the situation with Rend.
Everybody will get settled, then we can have the party.
Yeah.
Then you guys have the conversation and then the party. Let's first talk about what you guys want to do next.
I feel as though we should check in with Vermise. Mm-hmm. Also think, and tell me what you think about this, I feel like Vermise's magic mansion, portable mansion, might be a secondary good spot for Rend. If the village don't want him.
To crash in the middle of somewhere?
Well, if he loves reading.
But I don't think he does. I can't read. He can't read.
No, he isn't. He had books and shit.
Oh, yeah.
That was the whole thing.
And symbols and shit. I don't know.
Maybe
he did
learn. He's got a big ass.
I never thought about that. A little bastard.
I've always needed him for that. I feel like that's maybe right. Reading
is the problem.
Only reading is the problem.
Don't read, ignorance kids. Is
bliss.
I feel like reading some new stuff and learning new spells and being a little bit safer might be a great. Anyway, that's all. That's up to you. But then I think we should. I'm just going to double check our rules on this. That we can go back through the Fae Road portal to pick up our undead girl and deal with whatever situation is there.
Back to the Lake of Blood?
Yeah, back to Petra.
Oh, boy. You'll be all right.
It's okay.
Tummy rumble.
I think you'll be fine.
We'll be well rested and we all have spells. I can do some preparation for that. Should you feel
this might be necessary. Zooming out too much, but I'm very interested in how this got tangled up in the rope guard at all.
I am very interested in that.
And why are the Shadow Fae here?
Yeah.
I don't like her vibe.
I mean, Ren might have some answers.
Ren might have answers, and I'm curious to pull the thread of following Raj to the Winter Court to see what their angle is.
Yeah.
But that might be longer term.
Am I correct in thinking the Shadow Realm is not the most pleasant?
As I understand it, no. Parts of it certainly are.
Okay.
But as I understand,
just depends on what neighborhood you're in.
Yeah.
Depends on what neighborhood you're in. And the Margrave being a dark and shadowy place has...
Very welcoming.
Ways where that sort of thing crosses over. The realms are close.
Shadow Road.
Right. Shadow Road. I'm not speaking out of turn, Kevin, right? Yeah.
Are they similar to Fae Roads?
It's like... the kind of thing, Gideon, where... You know when you sort of are in a forest glade and it's dark in the corner there and you think you see movement out of the corner of your eye?
Right.
And when you look at it, there's nothing there?
That's the Shadow Realm.
That's the Shadow Realm.
Ooh. Oh, sounds like my bedroom in my childhood.
Except a little more whimsical.
Okay. Yeah, a little less brick.
Listen, we have to talk about this at some point. Do you know what the deal is with your ancestry?
Gideon's going to come back with 4 beers.
God damn it.
Okay. Now's the time, baby.
Can I have this?
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
Fuck it.
Yes.
I know. I don't... I mean, this whole Ren thing kind of swept us all into... And now there's so many more steps and things. And I haven't talked to Kastanimir in a long time. So, no.
You have no real clue what that means.
Roll me a history check.
Oh, Jesus, fuck.
5.
5?
Yeah.
No. He has no clue what that means.
All we know is that you're from another plane.
Yes.
I guess, which is like a huge thing to have to grapple with as a young person.
And also, right. I mean, Mavros could have been lying.
Yeah, also, fuck that guy. Who knows anything about that guy? He gave me a ring that I've never used.
Raj is from a different plane.
Yeah,
this is
the first time I think about this ring.
Wow.
I just feel like raging.
Maybe we ask Raj about...
Maybe.
Me?
You? Yeah.
She's from a different plane.
And if I was going to pinpoint...
you did get very confrontational downstairs.
If I was going to pinpoint another plane where the Dampier would come from, Shadow Realm is not a wild guess.
But also Maeve kind of strays away from the, you know, the stereotypical vampire thing.
True,
you know?
Very true. Very true. Right. My money's on Shadow Realm or Fae.
Yeah.
Or maybe the moon.
Maybe the
moon. Moon.
Maybe Denver, Colorado.
Philadelphia.
I'm a Boulder girl.
Okay, let's grab another beer and go find Saskin. See what we can find out about that.
Yeah, I want to see Gowser too, that little shit. Good job.
Yes.
Yeah, Gowser.
Oh, they'll be happy to see each other.
Oh, yeah, that's fucked up. Act that out, Kevin.
Yeah, I did already.
Mother, okay. Daughter? Yeah.
You guys are doing something else.
Just in my prep, I just did it.
Okay, great.
Yeah, for myself.
And here's the clip of self-recorded Kevin. Action.
Oh, you did a good job. Thank you, Mother. Oh, I love you. Oh, no. Je t'aime.
Oh,
that's nice.
Ah, the French. Yeah. So muted.
So succinct. Saskin.
I am proud of you for fighting.
Yes, so there are villagers. They're looking, they've all been sort of shocked by the amount of destruction happening. They have buried about 3/4 of the village.
Yay.
But they are all relatively muted. They are happy to talk to you, but they're keeping their distance while you guys...
Yeah, we're crushing beers. Yeah,
Die!
And I assume it's just the four of you sitting here right now.
Yeah.
So you can talk freely.
Ren is a close quarters.
Right.
He's not too...
Like, what I'm saying is the hunter and
I'm going to fuck around.
Yeah, we
like that. And all those guys are somewhere else right this minute while you guys are having this conversation.
Definitely not the ambassador, yeah. I'd stay tight-lipped.
I don't like her at all.
I do want
to... Not the ambassador, technically, but yeah, I know who you mean.
Saskia, how did we do? Was your travel safe?
She said, well, yes, things were working out quite well. There was this massive storm with these strange boars, and then there was these blueberries as big as my head, so we all had the blueberry sandwiches.
Well, that sounds like a much better time than what we had. That sounds
awesome.
Oh, my
God. I don't want to really tell you about everything, but yeah. A couple floors in the tomb you don't want to go to.
Yeah. Do not go in there.
Yeah, it's bad.
There is one room specifically. It smells quite bad.
Now, Suskin, give us a minute. I'm going to pull the four of us into a huddle.
Oh, okay.
So we do have...
His partner huddle.
We do have the dagger of a quarter of a million stars that technically maybe has not been officially bequeathed to us.
Correct.
And quite a bit of platinum. If I remember correctly.
How many? There we was wanted some... to give some of it to the refugees.
That's right. That's right. Some of it. I agree. Some of it. How much?
I think we should let them lead that conversation.
Very good. I agree. And so we're going to tell them about just the money or...
And also this mithril shirt. And probably this bow that I don't want.
The
is that your old bow? Is it?
You don't want Crithetus's bow?
No, mine's better.
Oh.
Huh, okay. Let me think about if I want it. But someone else...
It would be nice to leave a weapon of the founders of this place here.
No,
in the defense.
The person who owned the weapon said, "I'd love
a dagger further in her."
We've been given the other two, but to leave one here, you know, sure. In defense, it feels right. You can't use the longbow, Gideon. Don't even look.
Okay. Wait, somebody's
just looking at us in the drain.
Damn it!
He's like trying to draw it.
Do one of us have Hassan's staff?
I thought that.
Yeah, we took it, didn't we? No?
I thought that it wasn't there.
No, I took what I thought was her staff. Oh, yeah, no, I do have it.
Right.
Jet Black Diamond. Okay.
It was the staff was striking or whatever, right?
Yeah, that's right. I didn't clear that by the two other protectors, but hopefully that's fine.
I feel like that makes the most sense to leave, considering, like, Hassan's tomb is completely inaccessible.
It depends on, is it better than my staff?
I also don't think I can use the staff. What does the staff of striking do?
Yeah,
it strikes, Gideon.
It hits.
But does it like stun, or is it like a monk weapon? Like, what is it?
Is it like a quarter staff?
Yeah,
it's a quarter staff, I think.
It is a quarter staff. I'll look it up.
I don't think that's my bag either.
I have a quarter staff, believe it or not, that I've never used.
Yes,
you're doing a lot of weapons.
I have a lot. She's a belt of shit.
She does have a lot of weapons. It is a versatile weapon.
Yeah.
It is a +3. Jesus. It has 10 charges. When you hit with a melee weapon attack using it, you expend up to 3 charges. For each charge you expend, the target takes an extra d6 force damage.
Ooh.
It's 10 charges?
3 charges. 10 charges.
Up to 3 charges a hit, 10 charges for the day.
That's fucking awesome. I don't want this dagger.
Yeah.
It's fucking dagger.
I could use it.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, it's not compatible with any of my shit.
Leave the bow, take the...
Well, a staff anybody can use. Anybody can use a staff.
I know, but I can't do sneak attack. It needs to be finesse. So I'm useless with it. Yeah. I mean, my thought is, if Suskin's a druid...
You could do sneak attack with the poison dagger of venom, and she could take the staff, which is sort of on brand for a sorceress, or a warlock.
True.
I also could use my rage, actually, with this weapon as well.
You could, yeah.
So that's
you just wail in there. Good cast trade. Your green flame.
No, it's concentration. Green flame blade?
You can't cast spells while you're raging.
Yeah, you can't cast spells while you're raging, which makes this tough.
Suskin is just standing right
beside. Well, anyways, that's right. Suskin, we found some things that belong to you and your people.
What did you find? Anything of significance?
There's quite a lot of money down in those tombs.
They were, to be clear, they were raided and put and stashed, and we found the stash. We didn't do any of the raiding.
I see. You mean these are money from the villagers?
It seems that way.
I suppose, yeah.
And we found a few artifacts. This very nice chain shirt here.
Very nice. Look at the detailing.
Beautiful. It's not that nice. You probably don't want it.
And the creators, or the founders of the Fae Circle, they each had a weapon, and they asked us to take them out of the tombs.
You spoke with Timandi and Hassan?
I'm sorry to say that Hassan is no longer with us in any form.
They passed away 300 years ago.
Right.
They're
ghosts.
Spirits.
Yeah.
The ghosts were down there.
We spoke to Tomandi and Grathedas.
Oh, you spoke with them directly. They were the ghost?
Le Poltergeist.
Le Poltergeist, yeah.
Le ghost.
Oui. Le ghost.
That's the French say.
That's the French say. The ghost?
How do you say le ghost?
They have asked you, we have not had a use for them, and if it helped you to save our village, then I would ask for, say, half the money back, and the other half can be yours too.
Well,
you mean you're giving us half the money? It belongs to you, not us.
Yes, but we had nothing, so to have half back is, we are still up.
You have a lot of repairs to make in this place. I know there's not a shop or anything around to go and buy.
There is nothing
things.
To buy.
Gideon's sweating. Yeah. What are we doing?
But
she said half.
If you have enough.
We do, of course. Yes, sir.
And the the dagger. Tomandi's dagger.
Suskin,
but
that's very kind of you to give us half the money.
It's so kind. And then also the exploding star dagger.
No, that one we... Yep.
Yes.
Right?
We're hiding some things.
No, we just thought...
We hadn't itemized it yet.
Got it.
But yes, there's also...
You want the dagger or the chain shirt?
I'll wipe it.
That probably sucks.
It's a little sticky.
I do not think you want those things. I want you to feel our gratitude.
Well, this chain shirt doesn't really work for any of us, and I think it would suit Gauza very well.
She would be very fancy.
It really doesn't, you guys. Off mic.
We tried it.
It doesn't.
We tried it?
Yes, it doesn't benefit.
It fits all of us, but I don't think any of us
benefit from it.
God. Yeah, I think you're already...
Yeah, I got
you. You serve plate. You can't wear armor that heavy.
Well, but except that it's mithril, right?
Yeah.
So it cancels out crits?
Yes.
No. Adamantine cancels out crits. Yeah. Mithril's just quiet.
Yeah.
Right, which would get rid of your...
Yeah, but it doesn't give me as much.
It doesn't benefit your AC.
Right, okay.
And it doesn't help my AC, so it's kind of like, it's money, but it's a nice gesture.
Yeah.
To Gauza,
I think you could trade it or
strong.
Keep it, do whatever you want.
She was here defending this place.
She fought with us, by the way. She's very strong.
Oh, she is très feisty.
Mm-hmm.
Très feisty.
I'm going to go over to,
as we say in Goblin,
can I have the bow?
Sure.
I'm going to go over to the to Erin, the tiny elf girl that was in Gauza's party, and go, here you go. We didn't really get to connect. Here, thanks for, I think we maybe use your dog mole. Is a cool bow.
Oh, wow. Gee, Willikers, holy macanoli.
Yeah, that is not the voice I was expecting.
I'm pretty sure we've heard five of your characters use that voice with that phrase. That sounds
universal phrase.
That sounds like Badman Turner Overland. If you're speaking through this elf girl, I'll kill the elf girl.
We still have to get Badman back in the game.
Ah, we probably don't have to.
It's probably fine if we never see him again.
Probably fine.
All right. She thanks you very much in a perfectly nonscript elvish girl voice.
Shoot all intruders till they're dead.
Yeah.
Salud! You want a beer?
It's really good.
I can't. I'm only 35.
All right, sounds good. Okay. See you later, Squirt. That elf was old.
Also, Suskin, there's something I would like to talk to you about. It's kind of sensitive.
Well, can we have heavy conversations maybe tomorrow?
Well, no, this one is kind of important. The one of the people that was down there doing terrible things was my brother.
Your brother was one of the invaders?
Unfortunately, yes. We managed to talk him out of the, I don't know what to call it, a curse or something. He was under the influence of Kolgoth. He's not any longer, and I will vouch for him. However, should you want him out of your camp, we will obey. Whatever your judgment is, we will understand. But I am here to tell you that he is no longer a threat to you or your people. So I guess I'm asking to... I'm not sure what I'm asking, except for just to let us stay here for the night and figure out what we'll do tomorrow.
So just... you're saying that he was involved with the invaders? Has he killed any of our people?
I believe he has.
Thank you. Now what you want? What does he want now? Why is he still here?
He's here because he's my brother. That's the only reason. I will take him back to our people. Like I said, I understand that you may not want him here. It is a terrible thing he has done, and I do not apologize for his wrongdoings. Or I guess I do, sorry. I do apologize for his wrongdoings, but I understand if you don't want to forgive him.
It puts me in a very difficult position. I feel gratitude for what you have done for us, but... it would not be appropriate for him to stay here with us.
I understand.
You may stay tonight, but let us not mention this to the village. There would be trouble.
That's all right. You know what? We will just make camp outside of town, and all will be well. We're very grateful for your hospitality and letting us... have a joyful commune with your people. However, I understand that this is a very difficult decision I'm asking of you. So we will make camp and we shall leave tomorrow. But I want you to know that he will be no trouble to you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you being so direct and honest with me. I am sorry for your brother that he is turned out the way he has. And as I said, we are still, of course, grateful. But yes, I'm afraid it is the best that he or you do not stay here.
Oh,
goodness, that is, there is lots on your plate then.
That's all right. That's for me to deal with. I thank you again and enjoy the night. It is a night to celebrate.
Yes. People are safe. Yes, of course. And the drinks are still on us, of course, for this evening. And if I do not see you in the morning, please, I want you all to feel welcome. The four of you to feel welcome.
That seems fair to me.
Burn on Raj.
Raj? Is that the Shadelf woman you're talking?
Yes. Do you know her?
No. But we saw her leaving camp about half an hour ago.
Hmm? Which way did she go?
She went up over the valley, wall of the valley, and...
The way we came in? Emma asks Kevin.
Oh.
From Emma to Kevin.
Yes.
The way we came in.
Yeah.
Maeve, do you still have...
Leland!
No.
What?
Do you still have the codex?
I check. I had it. Like, I had it. I put it with my things.
Yeah. Still have the codex.
Oh.
Okay, good.
Don't do that to me!
I don't know! What? I don't trust her!
He wasn't thinking that way. Would you put that in his head?
I did have that fear. I did have that fear that I gave him a bad, cool plot hole.
Can I send Leland up to see if he can see where she's going?
Yes. And
he crawls out of my head.
Yeah. Ugh. You do not know how long I've been in there.
I prep to turn into a bird again.
And then this fat bat just flies.
Damn it! Leland almost gets to fly! And he never does!
We did once.
Ever!
You're a magpie.
I know! I'm sick!
A panda crow.
Panguin.
I tell him to fly up and see if he can see a wealthy-looking Shadow Fey woman wandering about.
Cannot?
Mm-hmm. I'm taking a shadow road.
Mm-hmm.
No chance she took our portal here. Like,
maybe. Doubt it. We were entangled in a combat for a while. We would have seen someone.
Didn't the portal close behind us?
So I just looked up the rules of this, actually, is that we can technically reuse that portal to return back to the Vale of Portals.
But it was keyed to the roses, wasn't it?
The roses tell us where the portal is.
Huh.
That's it. Where we will re-enter into the Vale of Portals might have moved based on the location of the lake.
Yes.
But that we can still use that place to get back to the Vale of Portals.
Hmm.
Unless she used it. I don't know what the rules are for that.
Honestly, I think it's a waste of our time and effort to try and track her. I think we'll find her again.
Part of returning with the Veil of Portals, to get home, you need to have a sharp memory of where you've come from and you can return from portal travel. So unless she knew that we came from the Veil of Portals, I don't think she could have used our portal.
Correct.
So that part's fine.
And trust me, Maeve has a real clear memory of...
I was going to say, I think we all remember what that place looks like. I'm not worried about
it. It's a fond but conflicted memory.
Sure. And thus we've reached the end of the podcast. No, we're still playing.
No time left.
Just kidding.
Can I make a survival check, Kevin, to see if I can find tracks or anything like that?
You don't need to. There is a note left amongst your belongings.
Oh, my God. That bitch.
So offended. It's diplomacy. What does she say?
She's... Thanks you again profusely for rescuing her. The invite to the Winter Court is available whenever you are on the Shadow Realm, in the Shadow Realm. The ambassador has called her away.
Convenient.
Well, she just arrived, she said.
No, she had just arrived when she was captured.
Mm.
She has business to attend to. The thing is, best part of politics is that nobody ever says what they mean, and everybody's always lying. And yet everybody ends up sort of feeling superior and dissatisfied. Yes. It's a thrill. And especially in the Fae, because they love a conversation. They love to tie you up in knots. So it's best not to get too upset about behavior like this. You have to play her game.
Who is the hidden ambassador?
He's the envoy from the Winter Court.
Hmm. And you've met him?
I've seen him. I mean, in my role, I was the wife. But,
Leave it at that.
Tell you, God.
She said, the 16-year-old.
With a beard.
As a matter of fact, I'm actually feeling it right now.
What's the direct contact for that correspondence, but I witnessed a lot of it.
Is he a cool guy, or does he suck?
Answer honestly.
He was fine, as far as I ever saw. Business happened, goods and services were exchanged between my people in the Margrave and their people in the Shadow in the Shadow Realm, and I don't know. Everything went to shit, though, you know? I don't think they murdered my first husband. That would be crazy, but...
Wait, what?
They could have. Told you he died?
Yes.
Yes, but
that's what I'm saying. I don't
a murder has even crossed your mind?
Yeah.
No, I think a murder is crossing your minds.
It wasn't until you said that.
Until you said that. It's nothing so juicy. He died and I was married off to the family in the road cart, right? That's what happened. So, you know, seems fine by me, but it is interesting that they're here.
And the Shadow Fae would consider the Margrave people to be like the country cousins.
The Bumpkins.
The Bumpkins. But much better than how they would view humans or...
I feel like, maybe I'm overspeaking, but like, because the Margrave would be an access point for people to get into their exclusive plane, it's sort of like an annoying airport kind of thing. Sure. Like, ugh, people just keep coming through. It's like JFK in New York or something. Like, oh, yeah, yeah. If you have to go there.
The Margrave.
If you have to go
but
there.
On the mortal plane, it's like, wow, the Margrave is amazing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it is.
Yeah.
Margrave is amazing.
And the ambassador would have been the envoy from the Winter Court.
I'm going to begin setting up camp for the night with Rend.
Outside the city, then?
Yes.
Yeah, great. I'll help you out.
Oh, you don't have to.
I would love to.
Thank you. You guys can party. You should. I know you want to. I know you both want to.
Where's Gal? Nah, I'm about done for the evening, I think.
Can I go for a meditative walk?
Yes, you can.
A unicorn walk.
A unicorn.
A drunken meditative unicorn walk.
Okay. I'm just going to go walk around in the trees and, you know, look at the stars and try to channel Castanomir to ask a couple of questions.
Yep. You developed a relationship, working relationship with him over the...
A working relationship.
Oh, good. Yes. Dynamics have really changed. Hey,
buddy.
Very austere.
That's weird.
So
all
awesome
right.
To see you here.
How are you?
I'm just saying that you had...
You look great.
You
look great.
Quite close. Then you've got less impressed with him and you felt tricked, but you've resolved
kind
that.
Kind of healed past that.
Yeah.
Okay. So yes, I'm going to look up at the stars and just say, look, I know this might be like way out of your wheelhouse, but Chisk's brother, what, is there anything we can do for him? Or is he just, I mean, like, it's obviously way beyond my capacities. I'm just me, but if there is anything that... You know, we can do to help him or at least give him some peace. I would like to know. Hello?
So you hear this voice, still working on the patience aspect, I see. We all go through periods of dark and light. Chisk's brother's period of darkness was deeper and darker than most. I do not believe that there are many undead pineys in the world.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird. It makes me think
that perspective, that dance between death, undeath, and life may help him find his peace.
Oh, okay. Second thing, they keep asking me about my past. And I'm just wondering if you've, like, maybe have any insight on that. I know we've talked about this a little bit before, but I don't feel any closer to answers than I was at all, ever. I feel just as lost. Okay, you got to stop with the long pauses.
I'm going to make a pause 45 seconds.
I only ask because... We are so involved with the Fae, and now with the Shadow Fae possibly coming into this, I just want to know if I can be of use in any way, just historically.
Castanomir says that you should seek out the city where you were born.
I don't know where that is!
Ash-Ragora.
Oh my god. Mm? Okay. Okay, it has a name. Okay. Okay. Where is it?
It is the city of the Wampir in the Shadow Realms.
I fucking knew it. I chugged the rest of my beer.
Did he sit around the fire? Called it!
Ash-Ragora?
Yes.
Ash-Ragora.
It is known fully as Ash-Ragora, the Unanchored City.
Sick. That's fucking cool.
And I was born there?
You were.
Oh my god. I wish I could ask you like a million more questions, but I know you probably like with the cosmic celestial rules and everything can't give me a whole lot of answers, but this is amazing and thank you and I'm so glad we talked.
You can ask one.
Yeah. I get one more?
Certainly.
That was your question. I get one more?
Okay. Sorry for being weird or whatever.
Okay. The person who gave birth to me is... Are they alive? Are they... Oh, maybe... Okay. You're being very, very quiet and weird, so I understand. Is the person who gave birth to me, in one way or another, still in Ashragora?
They are alive, and they are no longer in Ashragora.
Oh my god, that was like a double whammy. That's amazing. Thank you. Okay, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh my gosh, I can't wait to tell my friends.
All right.
I'm going to pull out a BlackBerry.
Okay.
I'm going to text Louie. I have 25 words.
Okay.
I'm going to say...
So threatening.
Hey, Louie, we got the first chunk of the codex. You know what that means. Why are you counting the ears? Did you add words?
That's 15. I'm a little
it's
behind.
It's Projack and Tiramisu time. Gideon the Great.
Got two more
words. Booyah.
Booyah.
You got one more word.
Oh, hyphenated.
Boo and ya.
I don't know my last much. Yeah. Oh, hyphenate.
As you all settle down for the night, and you're thinking about how you want to use the first part of the Viridian Codex, you realize you all have more understanding of your own abilities these days.
Yes!
Oh, baby.
To ninth level.
Finally.
Thank God.
What a good feeling.
We were too hasty out at the beginning, so we had to hold on to it.
We camp out and level up and get
and
new
get
spells.
Sleep.
Oh my god.
Oh, real sleep.
Real sleep.
Vermi shows up. Wake up.
That's right.
Danny DeVito's ass.
We're never going to have a real
sleep. Danny DeVito's ass.
The return of the ass.
I forgot.
Oh dear.
No.
The penguin.
Penguin comes down.
Gideon, do you want this dagger?
I think I do want that dagger, if that's all right.
Can I have the bonky stick?
Yes. Yeah. Staff for stabbing.
I just want to say,
you know, when it comes to melee, sometimes I would do better to have a quarter staff than a bow. But...
How about I make you a different kind of promise, is that I won't hide as much.
All right.
And I'll be a more upfront.
More of a swashbuckler.
Yeah, I will say, though, you could also stay in the back more.
I just feel worried.
Swap.
Well, maybe that is a personal...
a personal journey.
You're very motherly, we understand.
Truly, me and Chisk should be in the front.
Yeah.
Chisk?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm tanky. He's
heavily armored.
Although you're not really heavily armored.
Excuse me?
Aren't you like 16?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, he's 20.
No.
Yes.
Armor class.
AC.
Oh.
Armor class, Gideon.
I still think it's the second highest.
I mean, I can take a hit. I just,
honestly, well, I think Maeve is the tankiest of all of us.
My armor class is so low, but my hit points are so high.
Yeah,
everything hits me, but I don't die.
I have the highest armor
That's
class,
literally
and I have it. So, yeah, I've built myself
four
to be.
Of you are all relatively melee, even Maeve, right?
Yeah. Well, except that when you get in close range, your bow is less good.
Yeah, I just want to stop them from getting, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Strategies, tactics.
We're
learning.
Well, if I have this staff and I'm like, this fucking sucks, I'll give it to you.
It's never going to suck. You can rock with that thing.
Well, that is a question, is how often will it get used by you?
Well, now that I have an actual weapon that I can do rage my rage with, it might be more
Let's
useful.
Try it.
True.
I mean, you just won't be able to help yourself just like wading in.
Well, I have so many hit points. I'll just
Well, especially if you're raging.
Exactly. I'll just juggernaut in that shit. I'm not afraid.
I'm going to use this conversation to fuel my choices based on the codex tonight.
Yeah. Yeah. I think before Gideon goes to bed, you're going to take out his firebomb schematics and do a little bit of studying.
Ooh. I'm missing that a little bit.
Oh, I see. To try to build more firebombs in the future.
Yeah. The last one we had, I dismantled specifically so I could make schematics.
Right.
Just so I'm clear, by the way, everyone, this is my brother Rend.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah.
Everyone's a little bit awkward. It's a little bit...
It's all right. This is Gideon. This is Ilex. This is Maeve.
Hello.
Just so I'm clear, what's the plan from tomorrow on?
I think we should chat with Vermees relatively soon, because I do think that I think he owes us something at the moment.
Yes.
And secondly, I think we should pick up Potemkina.
Yes.
And I guess deal with whatever that situation is.
Mm.
Hopefully more quickly wrapped up, but maybe not.
Yeah, backtracking our way back to Vermees.
Yeah. I'm fine to take the invitation. The pipes of Peter missing Savoyna are still in the back of my mind. Not as much, though.
That's such a minor...
I know. And other than that, I don't know. I don't have a location yet for my mom, so I'm kind of cool to do whatever.
We have nothing to go on right now, other than the Codex.
I have this piece of rock.
Yeah.
I have the fact that Faye sent them on the mission, and she doesn't remember where she sent them anymore.
Yes.
That's it. But if we do have a location for other parents, feels like it's first up on the chopping block. Fermi's actually promised you that he'd help you in finding your real parents and or family.
Yeah, well, I talked to my unicorn, and I feel like I have a little more to go on now.
Oh,
so.
Oh sweet.
Depending, I mean, more info is always good, especially when I'm trying to find my blood family and figure out the great mystery of my life, but well, whatever you guys need to do, I'm here. I mean, like, we're in it now.
Yeah.
Yeah, Shadow Realm feels like it tackles two birds.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Possibly. Go straight to the Winter Court. Here's what I would like to propose. I think, Rend, if you're all right with that, it seems that I have some business to attend to before we get back to the Road Guard. So, we have a friend whom I think you'll have some common qualities with.
His name is Festering Heath. Sorry, I misunderstood.
Not Festering
Heath.
No.
No. Potemkina is someone it sounds like we have to kind of go on the path to, and then perhaps send you, Rend, and Potemkina back to Seat of Mavros.
I don't know that Mavros is a great place anymore. Potemkina came with us because Mavros
She wants
us
to get away.
Mavros is leveled.
True. Well, we can still talk. Let's get Potemkina and then see where she wants to go.
Okay. You're not ready to go back to the Road Guard, especially not on your own, are you?
No, I cannot. I have to do something to make amends.
Okay.
You make amends here?
Well,
or just in the world?
The little goblin was clear that she doesn't want me here, which I completely understand. And I still have to come to terms with my undead nature now.
What do you eat?
Flesh.
Oh, that's no biggie.
I give him a worm steak.
You're going to love Potemkina.
You two will get along.
See, sometimes she doesn't fight. That's cool.
She's a bit of a pacifist.
She fights as well as his pet worm did.
That's right.
Actually, maybe better.
That's chunks out of chest.
Yeah, actually. That really hurt.
Died.
Yeah, okay.
That's the baby. First in-person session.
Woo!
Hey!
Hello.
Excellent job, everybody.
I'm going to have to do separate outros for all these episodes anyway, so we don't have to do it here. Unless anyone wants to plug anything.
All good.
That's the hard thing about, like, mostly being a writer is you can't plug any of your stuff. Like, hey.
Or not knowing.
I can't share a Word document with you. I'm sorry.
I could. I was going to say, email us and Maddie will send you a Google Drive link.
I'll send you the link.
Okay. Here's Griffin with the real outro. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Ding, ding.
Did you say bye?
Oh, no. Bye.
Thank you very much to Kobold Press for all the lovely Midgard materials, to Maps and Melodies for normally making some fantastic songs that go in these episodes, but with these episodes not having any songs or sound effects, I'll just say, Maps and Melodies, we love you. To Morgan Ermter for all the graphic design work done for the Daya's cast. If you have any thoughts or questions or concerns about the show or anything else, D&D, you can email me at griffin@daya'scast.com. You can find us on social medias at the Daya's cast or on the web at daya'scast.com. Follow the cast, Cinder Emma B, Diego Stradle, Madeline Hunter-Smith, Griffin Cork. Kevin doesn't give out his socials, I don't know. But more than anything, please join the Discord. I want to hear your thoughts about these live episodes and if we should record more of them. I had a blast. It's terrible to listen to sometimes, but I had a blast. We'll see you all very soon. Bye.